Good morning. Clouds and showers are common this morning across interior New York and New England as a deep trough of low pressure slowly pivots into the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, inducing a strong southeasterly wind flow at times up to 25 miles per hour, transporting in moisture from the Atlantic Ocean. This process will persist throughout the day today as the upper-level system slowly heads in our direction. The result will be cloudy skies and occasional showers and a few bursts of rain from time to time, and a few locations across the higher terrain in the Catskills and western New England will be in favorable areas for even heavier rain during the course of the afternoon. Temperatures today will struggle but still manage to reach into the upper 50s and lower 60s for daytime highs. A low-pressure system at the surface will move through the region tonight and combine with the upper-level disturbance to produce even steadier rain across the region. Bursts of rain and perhaps even a few rumbles of thunder are possible overnight, and temperatures will stay mild and mainly in the lower to mid-50s. That storm system will be overhead during the day on Friday with clouds and showers persisting. Again, with the cool pool of air and the upper level system overhead, we run the risk of a few bursts of rain and rumbles of thunder as highs reach into the mid-60s. We'll slowly dry out late Friday night, perhaps a few lingering showers on Saturday morning, especially in New England, but with the system off to our east, we will enjoy some sunshine on Saturday afternoon and highs back into the lower to mid-60s. That high pressure will dominate into Sunday with partly sunny skies and the temperatures reaching into the upper 60s before the next disturbance approaches with clouds by the end of the day. This system will produce a good chance of a few showers on Monday, otherwise partly sunny skies and highs back down towards 60, and a couple days in the mid to upper 50s with cooler weather building in despite sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms are expected along and ahead of a cold front that will pass through the eastern third of the country over the next couple of days. The strong and possibly severe thunderstorms will be capable of producing heavy rain across portions of the lower Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, Southeast, and Mid-Atlantic. The Weather Prediction Center has a slight risk for excessive rainfall outlined with an increased risk for flash flooding for the mid-Atlantic into southern New England. Meanwhile, high pressure across much of the southwest and southern United States will keep daily temperatures well above normal for late April and early May. Daily readings will be as much as 10 to 20 degrees above average. Some of this very warm air will begin to shift east today and should begin to advance out onto the high plains as the ridge shifts in response to a storm approaching the west coast. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with fog, 27 degrees on a south wind at 43, gusting to 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and light rain, 48 degrees, the dew point 36, 63% relative humidity, a south wind at 13 gusting to 25 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.13 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and windy with rain, lower 60s, Boston, cloudy, breezy, and a chance of showers in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 53, that's right on normal for this time of year. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.69 inches for the month, which is 37 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 10.34 inches for the year, which is 72 hundredths of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 86, set in 1903, and the record low, 25, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:50 a.m., sunset this evening 7:55 p.m., 14 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with showers likely today, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers likely today and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight, heavy at times, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with showers likely today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight, possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and windy with rain today, highs in the mid to upper 50s. More wind and rain tonight, heavy at times, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with showers likely today and highs around 60. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers, bursts of rain, and a rumble of thunder possible, mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s Saturday. Partly sunny and mild Sunday in the upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Monday, a shower possible near 60. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, with highs both days in the middle and upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.